And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. One thing that I do love, and I have no qualms about admitting to you guys, I do love porn. There's nothing wrong with porn, nothing wrong with it. And on the Super Celebrity Hotline right now, one of the pioneers, I would say, Stephen Hirsch is on the Super Celebrity Hotline. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Now, one thing I want to ask you is, Vivid has been around for a long time. And what's the secret to the longevity of Vivid? Because
We've been around for about 30 years, and it's not easy, especially in a hyper-competitive industry like the adult film business. But I think it's two things. Number one, it's evolving in terms of content, whereas, 30 years ago, we were making 4 movies a month, and they were just not run-of-the-mill, but they, sort of all were the same. And then over time, we started producing different types of movies. We do our celebrity sex tapes, and that's one thing that we're very focused on. And then we do superhero parody movies that also do well, whether it's Batman XXX or Spider-Man or Superman XXX. Those movies do great. We also have a swinger line of movies that's very unusual. Nobody has anything like it. And we have an educational line. So I think it's been important that we've evolved as far as the content goes as well. And then there's the technology side and just trying to stay one step ahead of everyone else. Vivid was the first company to put out a DVD, the first company to put out a Blu-ray disc, the first company to really take the internet seriously as a producer and put all of our movies up and all of our photos up and all of the interviews up. We have tons and tons of content that we put up right at the very beginning. So I think that it's always been important for us to try and stay one step ahead on the technology side as well.
Yeah, speaking of the technology, now, as far as the internet is concerned, there's been a lot of talk about these free sites, kind of like YouTube-esque. Mm-hmm. Does that kind of hurt? Does that hurt your brand? And how do you go about, trying to put a hold on stuff like that, because that stuff tends to get out a lot.
It's interesting, and again, it's part of the evolution of the industry. But one thing that I figured out is that the free sites aren't going away. So it's important for us to be able to work with them whenever possible. So maybe years ago we would go after all of these sites legally. We don't really do that now. Probably the top 7 or 8 of probably 7 or 8 of the top 10 sites are owned by the same company. So we're able to go and talk to them, and once our stuff is uploaded illegally, they take it down. But again, it really goes back to creating unique content, content that we don't want up on the tubes and that we can keep off the tubes. Or in some cases, we work with them. I'll give you a quick example. We did a celebrity sex tape with Farrah Abraham a few months ago, and it did extremely well. So one of the things we did is we took a 5-minute clip and we put it up on one of the tube sites, Pornhub. And it didn't show everything, but it showed some of the sex for sure. Well, they got 14 million views in the first 10 days that clip was up. We surrounded that clip with links and banners back to Vivid.com, and ultimately it equated to about $600,000 in sales for us. So there is a way to work with the tube sites that makes sense, that works for both sides, and you just can't be afraid to try new things. You can yell and scream and bitch about all of this stuff, but ultimately you have to figure out how to work within the system.
Oh, definitely. And Cindy Leathers, the latest celeb to do a sex tape, and got a chance to see a couple of clips of that. That was very good work. When that came about, did she come to you with this, or did you go out and seek her and was like, this is somebody that sees what's happening. This is what people want to see right now. How did that come about?
Well, you know, we're always looking for the, you know, the newest, hottest thing. And obviously Sydney was out there and just getting tremendous media coverage. We contacted her manager, and it happened quick. I mean, we contacted her manager about a week and a half ago. And between a week and a half ago and Monday, we got it shot, edited, put it up on the site, and released it on Monday. So we really got it to market quickly, and that's what you have to do if you're going to capitalize on these, you know, on these huge, huge news stories. So we did contact her manager, worked out a deal quickly, shot it quickly, and got it out quickly.
Now is he talented? Did you have to do a lot of directing with her, or was she just a natural with what she was doing?
I think that with Sydney, she was uncomfortable. You know, I think that initially she was very uncomfortable. She had never done anything like this before. I think she was very conscious of how she looked and how her body looked. So the truth is, I think it really took some time for her to get comfortable within that setting. But once she did, she was fine. And by the end of it, she was right there.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
And it seems like that the Vivid brand is the brand that celebs seem to go to when the issue of sex tapes come, when that comes up. You are the go-to person. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, it started with Pam Anderson. The Pam and Tommy tape was the first one that we did, and that was many, many years ago. And I think it was really a proving ground for us. And I think that over time, we've built up the reputation that we're the ones who can sell the most amount of pieces, we're the ones who can get the word out there, we're the ones who can get a lot of these gossip sites, TMZ, etc., to really talk about these tapes. So I think that whether it's the girl or however these things come to us, they see us as the best option for really maximizing the amount of money they can make.
Oh, great, great. That is good to know. Now, one last question. I'm going to put you sort of on the spot.
Uh-oh.
All right. Is there any celeb that you personally wish had a sex tape? And if they had one, you'll say, come contact me right now. Which celeb would
it be? You know, I mean, there's so many. I've been asked this question a bunch of times, and I always go to my to the safe one, which is Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. I mean, that would just be a massive, ridiculous, huge seller. But you know, maybe our president and his wife, that one would also do pretty darn good.
Obama and Michelle, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Stephen Hurst. Vivid.com. You can follow Stephen Hurst at Stephen Hurst. That's on Twitter. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
We'll be right back right after this.